saw a face in the grain. Here, God is an investment banker. Here, grace, unequally distributed, is the mirage of karma. Kuwaiti women are voting from the back of the room. By default, an email account has been deactivated. I was taking pictures in my dream, but now she is nothing in my camera. No film to prove she was here with me. Mind the gap in hospital beds. Sudden panic death caught between bed rails and mattress. Remember the Persians. Here come the Persians. Diaspora women of Iran are writing books about themselves. The first names of women interning in nonprofit organizations. The last names of the first families to live in any house in the city. Has the doping scandal in the war on drugs become the scandal of dopes in the war on terror? I am not at war. Is everyone else at war? The repetition of wartime, even on NPR. Time is an issue of legitimate public concern in a climate of great secrecy. This is a story you would not want to get wrong. Now, with you. Now, with you, it is like being alone, only more so. Now with you is like conversing with nothing left to say. Now with you, not able to see outside more than you could, not before. Now with you is less different than without. And I am even more so as I was before. Dear Kama, to like you, to desire you, to act like an adult for personal gain, isn't our condition the highest form of love? Touch me dearly, Kama, though I am not Hindu and have made a whore of the law. Be my hookah, and I will be your hubbly bubbly. I want to touch your Christian love, the alms all humanity you affect. For I am poor in spirit and need relief in body, bared and held dear, dear, Kama. Desire laid down and done in a state of power outside judgment. Signs. Look, I'm a Libra, you say, when I am most Piscean, pissing you off. We walk, make a date, promise not to argue. About what? I don't know. You insist on fundamental accuracy, while the decay of language is my subject. Not the flow of bodies free as capital, the supersedence of the nation state, our nightmare of democracy. Globalization is a dirty word only because its misuse is pus on those tongues lapping the minted sluts. The information superhighway is the opiate of the masses who dream of finding love while the means of production are seized in foreclosure. I only want to move and shake you sexually. I look cool when I knock, but churn while waiting for your answer. I breathe again from a brief kiss behind the door you close behind me. There are spies you fear in our compounded institution of higher learning. Even with armed guards, I swim anywhere in our pond, much too small, you say, for satire. Yes, I piss off the people who love me, and the people who don't say I'm an expatriate racist. So little of our planet is land. Let me swim and sleep with you without ideology. Let's do some old poems.
Okay.
Those were all newish poems.
Right, okay.
God. After darts, Peter Joss says the sky shines of war Tuesdays in July. Too insanely to call it the comforts of Diana's jovial dive. Psyche clears up in a Deodar grove possessed by the invoked. Thrown down parables that fatally needle a symbolic parliament. Javelin ballets pierce a diabolic metabolism stronghold. Sandhills, fortified homesteads, dwindle giddily. January 89. No dreams to remember, or I remember no dreams. The windowsill in the sun outside, the steam of my rotting ledge glassed off. Now that we three are awake, I, too, have a headache. Get up to buy potatoes and ibuprofen. Later, get baked and frisbee in the dairy pasture without lamenting the bullshit. By now, there are six of us who breakfast at noon before our second cups of coffee. Surely I will make up for what was not written yesterday. I should say not for naught for naughty nights, so I do, for you and I in lieu of the blue waiting shoes. Kink in the road. Thought skips jump. The Nile plain will flood again. Singing stone bone in my ear, the telephone, the blown waves of carnival drown the antennae of shrieks and spin globe abodes. Emote that sacred space, sucker. Take a shower and give it to someone you trust. Friends don't let friends sleep alone. Break the train with a kiss. Stealth bomber and a boomerang. A yellow mouse in a chandelier city. Beads of light drip like syrupy nipples. Sing. All come all tree maples. The forest is triumphant. Old growth redwood whistles the baby elephant walk. We chalk it up to time and space, the vinegar, the winter lace. January 89. Tonight, I was the camera for Lupin's second birthday party, twisting all around my composed angles in a flash. Far more children and adults showed up than Terry expected. I missed all the food by not taking full advantage before I started playing guitar. Luckily, Jeff was also playing guitar, so afterward he made his pan of nachos. I smoked from a chillum outside with Steve tonight for the first time, and right off got a good suction. After my hit, I held out my palm, and a tule fog of pot smoke drifted off. The doubt and dismay are right on time, as I'm stuck here at this line on this page, thinking terrible thoughts of loss. Far more than the stated 595 U.S. military men and women, nearly every one of them killed in action during the Reagan years of Republican peace and prosperity. February 89. Analog is warmth, they say. Will digital cool survive electromagnetic storms? An unburned book is millennial. What are the respective rates of decay? Rain from inland forests today broke the clear ocean cold. It is late for when I want to get up in the morning. Now, Gigi's gone to bed with kisses on my face, shaved today of 3 days' growth. Terry and Lupin gone. heater fan just off. More ear space to hear After Hours College Radio, KHSU, Arcata. Watching rice farming on PBS and talking with Gigi about it. Women in prison put Lupin fast asleep just after 8. Terry and I were next door listening to the band, Rick, Matt, and John, whatever they called themselves this minute, jamming. We were smoking out with them. Howie came over and brought Terry heartening news of slumbering, then sat in while John flung himself at Matt's microphone and Rick ran the neck, chasing down and picking out those under-the-stone tones. I came home for a PBS program I thought I wanted to see. Terry came in later and washed some dinner dishes. During the architectural history of the American workplace, we all but lost it over this guy's bushy eyebrows that would now and then pop up over his horn rims. Gigi found particularly humorous his European accent discussing American history. We all found her finding humor there humorous. We turned the TV off to listen to Chronic Town on tape. February 89. Bunch of us from work at Lynn's, house above the shifty mouth of the Mad. We drink Chinese beer and smoke 2 joints Lynn and I roll with our Haliyashi dexterity. See in here, ocean waves break on the beach on the other side of the river. I put bitches brew on the turntable. Soon, Lynn takes it off. If I had gotten pre-sale tickets, I would not have forgotten about the San Francisco Mime Troupe tonight. Jim and Jody dropped me off at the bank for food money, but I don't make it by 9 to the co-op. I stop to get a new movie schedule and talk to Ren in front of the Mitre Theater. His first time in Arcata, he tells me, Waffle brought him to hear the Grapes playing at Café Voltaire.